Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I received an interesting invitation the other day. Okay, now, this happens occasionally. People will get in touch with you out of the blue and they'll say, hey, we should all catch up sometime soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, we all do the usual sort of thing of going, yeah, of course we should. Where should we meet? What should we do? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this particular lady who got in touch with us, she's a lovely lady. She's a gentlewoman. And she says there's this new cafe that's after opening in the inner west in Sydney. Mm-hmm. It's called My Kiki. Oh. And she said, because you've got a daughter called Kiki.
Yeah.
She says, I don't know much about it, but it's meant to be really fantastic. Yeah. And because you got Kiki, maybe you could bring Kiki along and we could all catch up.
That's cool.
This is really cool. And
having a cafe named after you. I'd love that. Well, she'd love that.
My Kiki.
Yeah.
It's a cool name, isn't it?
Really cool.
So she sent us a picture of kind of some of the things that you can eat there. It's a dessert place.
Okay.
And check out this picture, Jade. This is actually the picture that she sent to us.
That looks good.
Describing it for those who are listening right now, it looks like chocolate coated, you know, it's like waffles. They're waffles.
Yeah. Right. Oh, they look good. Like one's got chocolate with nuts on it. The other one's got like a pink chocolate with hundreds and thousands. Oh. And they're they're waffles. Delicious. So it's like a gourmet waffle bar.
Gourmet waffle bar.
Get your sugar fix there, won't you?
You'll definitely
wrap your laughing gear around one of those.
Well, you know, it's funny you say wrapping your laughing gear around it because, out of curiosity, I decided I would look into this particular website I went onto My Kiki to check it out. And the picture that she sent me was like a close-up. But when you actually zoom out of that picture and you actually go onto the website, I've now got the website open. You will notice something, Jade. What are you noticing from this website?
Oh.
Okay.
When you
all right. So
when you zoom out, the waffle, it's not a waffle.
The waffle is actually a penis. And there's also lady bits as well in the shape of waffles covered in chocolate and nuts and all the rest.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the whole thing is, you know, I much as I want to bring Kiki to this place, turns out it is an erotic
waffle bar
that specializes in private parts covered in chocolate and nuts.
Wow.
The poor woman, she writes back to me, she says, oh, scratch that. I didn't look into it enough. I was like, dude, right. I said, what are you inviting us to? Gee.
Wow.
I mean, like a lot of people do this sort of stuff, don't they? They kind of put chocolate on their, you know.
Well, yeah, usually not in a public place.
Might be fun at a hen's night, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. And look, where is it? Where is it in Sydney?
It's in Newtown. While you're heading there, you and Milko says, "Will you lick it or bite it?"
Wowee.
Chocolate coated. No.
Wow. I reckon if you went there with your husband and you got one of those and you're fully biting into it, it'd make you cross your legs and wince a little bit, wouldn't it?
You go, oh no.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The Topic Train is where we look at a few stories that are making headlines today that may or may not make the cut. We trap in the Wave FM newsroom. Hey, but this one's, scary, I guess. Sydney Girls High School, Jade and Damien, is investigating this mystery as to how a radioactive rock ended up in the science classroom.
What, like a nuclear rock?
Is that like something out of Superman?
Well, kryptonite. I suppose it's in that category, but it's also like a uranium sort of vibe.
Oh, yeah. So we're talking like you can get radiation. We're talking Chernobyl, radiation poisoning.
Yeah, the old Geiger meter would be beeping its head off.
Right?
Yeah.
How did they find?
So look, a letter sent to on the August 18, Randwick Girls High Principal Lucy Andre informed parents that a rock specimen concealed inside a metal box in a science storeroom, which did contain radioactive material, just kind of ended up strangely in the middle of a classroom. So they're investigating.
That's Randwick for you.
Kind of.
That's what Randwick.
Crazy kids.
Those crazy Randwickins.
Yeah. So I don't know whether it's ended up as a result of show and tell or not, but let's just assume it did.
Show and tell. Remember show and tell? You'd get random stuff from home and take it in and talk it up.
Dodgy rubbish.
What weird year do you remember turning up back in the day?
Show and tell.
I'd get anything I could. I remember, and I recall, I can't even remember who it was, one of my girlfriends, and I'm sure this is a true story. Let's just run with it anyway. Her son took to show and tell what he thought was a rocket.
Oh, yeah.
And it was looked like a rocket, kind of the shape of a rocket. And, you know, instead of lighting some engines and you'd just turn a switch and it would start vibrating.
Oh, no.
And then it would fly in the air like a rocket.
It was a purple-headed rocket.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, certainly light mummy up.
That's right. Definitely sent her to space. But also sent her to the principal's office when they had to ring her and say, is someone this in for show and tell?
I mean, it's going to be hard to top that one. I do remember the two different occasions. Once years ago, I remember a kid brought a whole bunch of rocks, and one of them dissolved in the kid's hand, and it was a poo. So, which is it's a very innocent sort of thing to do.
Look, it's a mistake
just
we
dissolving
all make.
To dust. But the other one was
a show and smell.
Yeah. Show and smell. Exactly. Yeah. But more recently, I did a TV thing for Channel 7. I was in the Blue Mountains and I was meeting up with a whole bunch of UFO experts who specialise in UFOs and Yowies. And we said, have you any evidence that the Yowies exist? And their show and tell, they had a big shopping bag and they lifted out a Yowie, which is like the abominable snowman.
Like Bigfoot.
They had a footprint.
Okay, really?
That they had taken up from the ground. Now, what it was a big lump of clay, and with a pen, they had drawn tools all the way around.
No way. So was it dodgy as? Did it look dodgy as?
It looked it looked ridiculous. It really, I felt for them. I was like, that is not a yowie. You have drawn tools on a piece of clay.
That is not legit.
That is not legit at all.
Pen marks.
All right, we need to spend some time unpacking this one. A baseball fan has caused widespread disgust overnight. This is right across America, and now it's impacted in the Illawarra after he was filmed turning a simple hot dog into a beer straw.
A beer straw?
Sports fans over the years have produced some pretty wild and crazy stuff in the stands, but this bloke at a New York Yankees game yesterday, making them all, the rest of them look completely normal. You've got the video there on your screen, so if you just want to fire that up for us. Now, the unnamed fan was filmed stabbing a perfectly good hot dog with a straw, going right through the hot dog. Straight away, you'd think he's planning on pouring in some tomato sauce or mustard in down into the dog. But
makes sense.
Throws away the hot dog, puts that to the side, picks up his beer, uses the hot dog.
Oh, my God.
As a straw.
He uses the Frankfurt as the straw. Yeah. It's just...
Yes.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
That is disgusting.
It's actually disgusting on so many levels.
Really is. But who even thought that was a thing? I understand a Tim Tam through a coffee when you bite off both ends and you suck the chocolatey goodness through. But, like, that becomes a meaty beer then, doesn't it?
It's still kind of... I mean, even the Tim Tam and the coffee is a bit dodgy as well.
Really?
But it is so weird because the way he's doing it on the video, for those who've seen the video... He's doing it like this is an everyday thing.
So nonchalantly does it.
This is what he does all the time.
Hang on.
Okay. Prior to the show this morning, I put a call through to Cozzy at Country Grocer, Warrawong Plaza. I have in my hand...
Oh, God.
Two beers.
Oh, jeez.
I have in my other hand a packet of hot dogs.
Oh, no.
This is just...
Oh, no. I feel a meaty beer coming on.
I don't know about this. I like the beer aspect.
I don't like the beer aspect. Even it's 12 o'clock somewhere. Yesterday it was condoms on the head. Yeah. Today it's sucking beer through a Frankfurt straw.
Maybe a taste sensation here. All right.
Oh, look, it could be the start of something new, Dino.
Jump onto Facebook Live. We'll do this before 7 o'clock this morning in a radio
here
first. Jade and Damien will drink beer through a hot dog straw.
Oh,
it's coming up in minutes at Wave FM.
My mum's going to be so proud.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Set the scene. Picture yourself, Illawarra, at a New York Yankees game. We were just chatting about this in the topic train less than 10 minutes ago, but a baseball fan has caused widespread disgust across the US of A, and now the Illawarra, I'm thinking as well, after he was filmed turning a very simple hot dog into a beer straw. So what he does, he sits in the stand, he's got his beer, hot dog arrives, just takes the Frankfurter out, discards the bun, the sauce, the mustard, the pickle, the cheese, all that stuff.
He must
to the
be
side.
On a low-carb diet. just the meat and the beer.
Low-carb
beer.
And then proceeds to, with a straw, just kind of chisel out a tunnel through the Frankfurter and then uses that as a straw to inhale.
Ingenious. Yes. It's an ingenious idea.
Well, it's ingenious. Disgusting. I think it's disgusting. But and like you just said, Dino, he's disgusted the whole of America and now the Illawarra. And then as a treat for us, you want us to recreate this experience.
As an Illawarra radio, possibly Australian radio first, I thought let's just road test this bad boy on air.
Yes, let's.
So we've got some beers out of the boss's...
Stash,
where he likes to have a little cold one after lunch.
Old Bazimataz's secret stash.
Yeah, got some beers. We've got some glasses. So if you'd like to
God, mine's a bit frothy.
Pour your beers.
Okay.
All right, so the beers are being poured into the glass.
Put an SOS out to Cozzy and Dimmo and the team at Country Grocer at Warrawong Plaza. They have...
they came through with the goods.
...shuttled over some... Frankfurt's for us, the full-size hot dogs.
Hey, the beer's quite nice. This is what a...
Breakfast beer.
This reminds me of my younger days.
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to present to you guys
when I was coming home from a nightclub, roughly right now.
Hair of the dog.
A brand new pen straight out of the Wave FM stationery cupboard. Right. I'll get you to use that pen to...
Do I take the lid off?
Yep, and force that through your hot dog to create a bit
force
of a...
Force it through the hot
tunnel
dog.
In the hot dog.
All right. I am going through.
Push that
through. All right,
through.
I am tunneling. Oh, it looks like...
Oh, my God, I feel like I'm a doctor and I'm doing an incision.
You can check all of this out.
Is it called a catheter?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm doing a catheter.
Oh, I have a blowout.
Damien's got
a split.
Lucky there's extra sausages. Mine's coming out through the little thing at the end. Oh!
Maybe just grab a tissue now and
there's
pull that through
tip.
Because that's going to be a bit slippery. You can check all this action out, by the way.
Right.
Oh,
Facebook
no,
Live.
I've got a split.
Facebook Live at 96.5.
I've got a successful...
I think that'll be okay.
It's gone all the way through.
I've got a successful one. We've got a tissue here to take the pen out.
It's a boy. Must have a little bit on the end. All right, that's a very visual thing, so get onto Facebook Live. Can I just bite the end bit?
Sure. What are you doing?
I might need to bite the end bit off because I...
All right. Oh. All right, so I've got a pen all the way through. I think I have a straw.
That'll still work, though.
Oh, look at that.
Beautiful. Okay, all right. You've got your hot dogs all good to go. You've got your beers ready. Guys,
this is disgusting.
At the count of three, let's road test this.
Okay.
Three, two, one, chug-a-lug.
Mine's not coming through.
Yeah, nothing's happening.
How did this guy do this? Have you got an actual straw, Dino? Because I might put that into the body of the hot dog and do that.
Now that you've done that, your straw can kind of go through there and you'll still get a bit of meaty goodness coming through there. So.
Oh, there we go.
We're talking. There's a reason why he used the straw.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Oh, look at that. Oh, that worked.
Oh, how's that? That's good, isn't it?
Oh.
It's horrible when you...
That's the most disgusting thing.
When you get a bit of meat. Okay, here we go.
Who does this? Who does this by choice?
That is disgusting.
Oh, some beer's got down my top.
All right.
That is one of the grossest things I think I've ever done in my life.
So
bloody disgusting.
If you head off to a Group 7 game of NRL locally this weekend or travelling to Sydney for an NRL game...
All the meaty bits in the
road
top of the
test it. Give it a go, Illawarra. Get the thumbs up on that one, Jade, Domo.
No one ever try that.
It's just disgusting. Occasionally I get a taste of beer and I go, yum, and then I get the taste
then
of the
you
meat.
Then you get the meat. It's like a meat chaser. That ruined a perfectly good beer and a perfectly clean top.
Disgusting. Don't do it, guys.
Don't do that at home.
We test these things so you don't have to.
Love to get your thoughts, Illawarra. You can comment on the Facebook Live video, which is unfolding right now. We did it. We tried it.
It's disgusting.
Don't have a towel.
You don't want to die wondering with these things. Close on 7 o'clock.
I'm glad we know.
Thanks for that, Dino.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Anything you want help with.
Anything.
We'll give it. We're not qualified at all, but we'll try and help.
We will give our tuppence worth.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy to kick it around on the show. Look, this one has been forwarded to us, and I think originally it was posted on Kidspot, going by the look at this, but advice needed.
Okay.
Lately, I've been having dreams about one of my partner's close friends. Dreams that aren't kid-friendly. They aren't PG, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I feel incredibly guilty about it, and every time it happens, but I just can't stop them. I don't even find myself fantasizing about him or dreamily gazing at him or anything like that when I'm around him. Mm. It's just intrusive thoughts that only come about when I'm asleep.
Oh, ooh. So is it the subconscious mind at work? Hey, yeah. Maybe the subconscious mind's got a crush on the real life person.
Does this necessarily mean I have a crush? Ooh. Or can it just happen to anyone? It doesn't help that my partner and I have been arguing a lot lately, and he slept on the couch a few nights recently after a bit of a fallout. But look, I can't help but wonder if I'm not waking up to my own emotions. Jade, Damien, how do I figure this out?
Look.
Well, the only way you can figure it out is by hooking up with a guy.
No, that's not true.
Just testing it. You know, look, just test it out.
I think that it is like...
literally.
Literally test the waters. See if he lives up. See if he lives up to the dream, like the literal. Literally. No, that's just joking.
That is joking.
I think it's just, obviously they're not getting along, so it's your subconscious mind saying, you know, well, the things aren't... I'm questioning the validity of my current relationship. I feel like it can be with anyone. You know those sexual dreams that you have? Right. Sometimes you wake up and go, wow, I would never want to hook up with that person in real life. But in your dream self loves them. Oh. So I actually just think that they've just got probably marital problems. In subconscious mind, she knows that they need to work some stuff
why
out.
Why is it this other guy that's popping in the whole time?
Well, maybe because he might be top of mind. If they're a good friend, they're around each other a lot. Mm. It's like when you work with someone and you might have a dream about them. Or
I dream about Gino all the time.
Right.
You know, the things that we do. Oh, my goodness.
He's undressing me again with those eyes.
I know. You need to stop wearing lingerie to work, Dino. That might help. No, but being serious, I think, you know, it's obviously got something to do with their relationship. But the good thing is it's only happening in her dreams and not in real life. So I don't think she should be questioning her love for a partner. But I think she probably needs to question whether they need to go to a couple's retreat maybe or go to counselling or maybe just talk to each other.
I think she's bringing this question up because she wants somebody to say... go for it.
The other option.
She just wants someone to kind of to back it and say, yeah, you know what? Maybe you guys would be right for each other.
Maybe she could test the water. She could just turn the lights off and just pretend that it's him.
Oh, gee. Okay.
There's another whole can of worms right there.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, Lady X, just do the right thing.
Just window shop or dream shop.
Yeah, dream shop. Enjoy it in the dreams, you know, and sort it out with the husband. In real life.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's hunky-dory.
All right, there you go. Good advice, I think.
That was great advice.
You can get in contact with us, as I say, anytime through the website or through the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page. We're happy to flesh out any little drama or quandary you've got.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Mind Bender.
Oh, yes.
Where?
The Mind Bender.
We like this, even though it kind of... bends our mind and hurts our heads.
Yeah, and I don't know if we've solved one yet, have we?
No. I just thought we should do this morning because you guys have been on the beers since about 10 to 7.
Oh, no. And the Frankfurters.
If you haven't seen the video, you've got to check it out.
Check it out.
It's the Wave FM 96.5 Facebook
gross.
Page. Yeah, there's a thing going around at the moment where you drink beer through...
Frankfurt. Yeah, you put a hole through it.
So you're a bit foggy this morning. A mind bender will get your focus. Now, Illawarra, we need your help with this on 4275 1965 because we have passes to Madame Tussauds in Sydney.
Oh, nice.
Double passes, all
good
right?
Good prize.
This is because there's a Marilyn Monroe celebration.
Yeah, so a big Marilyn Monroe thing about
Marlon.
To happen.
Marilyn. Norma Jean, that's her real name.
Yes, there's
a mind bender.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, 4275 1965 is our number if you can help us out and solve the mind bender this morning. Jade, Damien, you're right to go.
Yeah,
ready to go.
There was a greenhouse.
Okay.
Inside the greenhouse, there was a White House.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Inside the White House, there was a Red House.
Oh. Mm.
Inside the Red House, there were lots of little babies. What is it?
The greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there was a White House. Inside the White House, there was a Red House. Inside the Red House, there were a lot of little babies.
A lot of little bubbers.
Little babies.
What is it?
If you can sort this out.
Well, like an actual greenhouse, and then they're in there, like, they're in there, inside the greenhouse, they're in, like, the styrofoam thing.
With babies, you reckon?
And then inside the other thing, there's, like, a little bag, and inside that is babies, and they're seeds. Because seeds are babies.
Seedlets.
Or little mushroom spores? Well, you're gonna, is that what baby mushrooms are called?
I keep thinking chickens or something like that. Chickens.
Yeah. Oh. What? The greenhouse, the red house, the white house.
Oh. I don't know. I have chickens in my head.
That makes sense.
All right, look, our phones have just blown up here. 4275-1965. Let's go to Fig Tree first up this morning. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Jen. Jen, can you solve the mind bender?
I don't know. What is it?
Oh, well, that's why you're ringing us. You're actually ringing to tell us because we don't know what it is either.
Yeah, so there was a greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there was a white house. Inside the white house, there's a red house. Inside the red house, there's lots of little babies. What do you think it is?
Lots of little babies, not just one.
Well, Buck, is it a hen house?
No, not a hen
no,
house.
No, that's what Damien thought too.
I thought a hen
no
house.
Worries,
okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Paul in Shell Harbour. Morning, Paul.
Morning, guys. How we going?
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear you back. I've been in Queensland for a week and a half. It's good to hear you back.
Oh, it's good to have you back with us too, Paul.
It is,
Let's
Paul.
Let's see if we can send you off to Madame Two Swords. Can you crack that mind bender?
I'm thinking it's a red capsicum.
Oh,
that's actually quite. That's clever because it would be little seeds. Okay,
and they'd be inside the red house.
I like your thinking. I really, really like your thinking, but I can't give you the tickets for that. Let's.
I think Ali's realised she was wrong as well.
She was wrong. Okay.
Hello, Wave FM.
Yeah. Hello.
All right. Who
this
we
is
got?
Stacey.
Yeah. All right, Stacey. Now, can you figure it out? You got a greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there's a white house. Inside the white house, there's a red house. Inside the red house, are little babies.
Is it a watermelon?
Yes! A watermelon!
Greenhouse. Is that a greenhouse?
With the seeds?
Yeah.
Is the white house? Oh, because it goes green, white, red.
And then it's got the little, little seeds in it.
Oh.
That's actually very good.
Good on you, Stacey.
Good job.
We could have been here all morning if we were left to our own devices.
I would not have got that. I wasn't even thinking in that.
You see why I said your capsicum was good.
I see that now. Yeah. Oh, we are terrible at this.
All right, Stacey, you are heading off to Madame Tussauds in Sydney. The big Marilyn Monroe Guinness World Record attempt is happening this Friday, but I got a double pass for you to head off there anytime you like, so enjoy.
Yay!
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, hang on a sec there. We'll get you sorted out with those passes. That's our Mindbender.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.